Hello and welcome to Nothing But Net with Debbie Antonelli. I'm your host, Debbie Antonelli, and I'm so pleased that you took the time to click on one of the links to join us in this podcast. Today, our special guest is Vic Schaefer, the head coach at the University of Texas. The two-time National Coach of the Year is in his first year at the University of Texas. He's off to a hot start at 2-0. They're number 25 in the nation. They got a big week coming up with games against Louisiana Tech. And then on Sunday, they will take on Gary Blair and the Texas A&M Aggies, a place that Vic spent a lot of time at under Gary Blair as an assistant and associate head coach for Coach Gary Blair. So what I'm going to do is dive into a couple of things right here that are on my mind before we get to the interview with Vic Schaefer. Number one is, I know we're dealing with COVID. I know that we have to be fluid and flexible. However, I've heard a lot of people talk about teams that have depth and experience being the teams that we expect to be there at the end. Because if you have depth and experience, because you don't really know who's going to be available or when they're going to be available or when you're even going to be able to play, that's going to give you an opportunity to have a chance. But I'm going to interject another factor. Those teams that can score. Now, you know, I want teams to shoot till their arm falls off. And we were put on this earth to do what? Score. All summer, you had a ball. You were shooting and dribbling and working on your offensive skills. I think as the season goes on, we're going to see a lot of zone. And the teams that can score, the teams that can shoot it, the teams that can pass it, the ones that can put up big numbers. And we've had a lot of teams in the top 25 score over 100 points already this season. So I'm excited about watching teams like NC State, teams like DePaul, teams like Connecticut when they finally get a chance to play. Now they're on pause until December 15. But teams like South Carolina with all their balance and Oregon with all their freshmen. This is going to be a really fun season to keep your eye on. And the teams that actually can put the ball in the basket, I think, are the ones that are going to be there at the end. And speaking of at the end, that usually leads us to the NCAA tournament. Because we don't have criteria for knowing who's getting in or what metrics the committee will use, we just hope that there will be enough of a sample for us to find 64 teams that are capable of playing somewhere, wherever we play, in whatever format we decide we're playing in, because we know the men are going to be in the city of Indianapolis, not in a bubble, but in the metro area of Indianapolis in some sort of format that they're going to play in. And the women haven't announced what they're doing yet. So we're going to hope that that announcement is going to come out soon. We did have a question, askantonelli@gmail.com. One of the questions was my thoughts on Sarah Fuller, the kicker for Vanderbilt, and where you could find a Sarah Fuller jersey and or t-shirt. So I Googled it for you to check it out. IPlayLikeAGirl.org is a nonprofit organization out of Nashville. It's a place where you can go to find your Sarah Fuller paraphernalia. Now, I'm hoping we can have Sarah Fuller on this podcast eventually. I will get in the queue to get Sarah Fuller because I think what she's done is so inspirational as a kicker for Vanderbilt. And like Sarah, I also support girls playing. As a matter of fact, I have a summer camp every year for girls. It is a camp that I put together that's for girls only, and we introduce 20 plus different sports and activity to try to give girls a chance to learn to play different sports, to get exposed to different sports. And I'm of the big belief that if you do not have a field hockey stick or a lacrosse stick or a soccer ball or a volleyball in your hands by the time you're 8, 9, or 10, the chances of you getting to play those sports or learning those sports becomes less because your peers aren't doing it. So especially for girls, we like to stick with our peer group. And my camp has for 5 summers has been very successful in introducing sport peer pressure free to allow young girls to play. So I'm all about Sarah Fuller and everything she did to bring attention to playing sport, because we need to keep it in perspective for what sport is supposed to mean and why we play. Okay, that's enough for what's on my mind. We're going to get a chance to listen to Vic Schaefer. Vic Schaefer has had a great start, as I mentioned early on. He's the head coach at the University of Texas. Stick around and take a listen to Coach Vic Schaefer. Welcome to the second edition of Nothing But Net with Debbie Antonelli, and I am absolutely thrilled to have Coach Vic Schaefer, the head coach of Texas in his first year, two-time National Coach of the Year, and a big-time winner who is bringing his winning habits to Austin, Texas. Vic, thank you so much for being with us today.
Hey, thanks for having me. I really appreciate the opportunity, and let's have some fun.
Hey, give us a state of the union. Like, how's it going? We know you're off to a 2-0 start. We know you've just joined the AP poll at number 25, so things seem to be going pretty well.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really really pleased for my kids, you know, for them to see the work, you know, that they put in come to fruition, and to be in that top 25 is you know, it's early, but it's good for them. I'm really happy for them. They've worked extremely hard, Debbie. They bought in, and you know, we're different. We're new, and sometimes that's hard, especially for young people. And man, they haven't complained one bit. They've just brought their hard hat and their lunch pail to work every day. And I'm just you know, those first two games, I was as worried about them as any Elite Eight or Final Four game I had. I mean, we played an SMU team with four starters back, and they had lost seven games last year by a total of 22 points and still were 15-15, and thought we just came out and played with tremendous energy and passion, effort. And then North Texas, I think, and I was told by others too that know that this is a better North Texas team than a year ago. And that team a year ago took Texas to 5 points in Hawaii, almost beat them over there. So to come out and play like we played, I didn't think we quite had the energy against North Texas on Sunday that we did the first night. But, man, I couldn't be more proud of my kids. Obviously, Charlie Collier had a big night for us against North Texas, and she's really special. I mean, she's got a skill set that's pretty unique and dynamic. So her and Celeste are kind of, you know, we only have two kids. When you look at our roster, we have two kids that played over 20 minutes a game a year ago. It's pretty incredible. We only have 9 eligible players right now, and 4 of them are freshmen. So, I mean, it's a pretty incredible deal when you look at it, and to see, you know, how well they've done some things, I'm really proud of them.
Vic, I've known you a long time, and I don't know many who embrace the grind more than you do. You absolutely love it. And I think you're bringing a work ethic that is one to be admired at Texas. How's that going over with your players?
Well, I think it's different for them. You know me, we don't apologize for being demanding. But I just think they've seen in these first two games that all their hard work is showing them something new and different, and they like it. And so, you know, we have to take every day one day at a time. Where we are today, we're going to be different in a month. We'll be different in 2 months. We'll be different in 3 months. You know what? We're going to be different in a year. You know, we didn't get a spring with this team. We get hired in April. We don't get that springtime with them. We didn't get summer one with them. Half of summer two was over before we started working with two people at a time in a gym, one on each end. You do that for 2 weeks, then you get 4 people in a gym. You do that for 2 weeks. Well, then you can risk it if you want to, having your whole team in there. But until we could start testing 3 times a week appropriately, it was a risk. And if any of them would have popped, we'd have been out 14 days. So I didn't really want to risk that. So it's, again, this place, Texas, it demands excellence. And it really, you know, it's a fit for us. It's my staff and I, you know, my staff, it's who we are. We'd be as motivated as if we were at Timbuktu, where we're all about winning. We're all about excellence. We want to be the best we can be. We all, and we all know what it takes, and we have great chemistry. And I've said this at many clinics, the chemistry of my team is equally important as the chemistry that I have on my staff. And I've really been fortunate to be able to have continuity with my staff over the years.
Well, I want to dive more into Charlie, but before that, you brought up your staff, and I know how important that staff is to you, how you treat them like family. I mean, you're immediate assistant staff, you know, Johnny Harris has been somebody around the game a long time, Elena Lovato, and then, of course, Deanna Jackson. But I want to talk about, I don't want to talk about them. We know about them. I want to talk about your relationship with your former players. I want to talk about Dom Dillingham and Katara Chapel and Blair Schaefer and what it means to you to have those three former players, particularly knowing their style of play and how they played for you at Mississippi State and how that transfers to being on your staff now.
And then you can add Jasmine Holmes as a GA. So
yeah, Jazz, right.
We have Jazz, Katara, Dom, and Blair. And what they provide daily is really, you just can't put a price tag on it. I mean, anytime I know our current players, when they think, good night, this is something I've never done. This is hard. This is, you know, and one of the things we tell them all the time, you got to get past hard. I mean, you just got to get past it. But what Dom and Katara and Blair and Jazz provide is instant credibility with what we're doing. Because they can walk up to them after a practice and go, hey, we've done it, and it wins. You know, it's what's going to make you who you're going to be 5 years from now, 10 years from now, 20 years from now, but it's also what's going to win for you right now here at Texas. We've done it. We've been there. And so I just think that it's really cool to have them. They're going to be great coaches. And it's really cool for me to sit and hear what comes out of their mouth sometimes. Because it's, you know, you when they're players, you wonder, are they listening? You know, yeah. Do they get it? And then, you know, when I hear them now and we have staff meetings. And, of course, gosh, if you were to sit in a staff meeting now or even last year with Dom and Katara and Blair in there and now Jazz is with us. Gosh, you think I'm the softest thing since, you know, dough. I mean, it just, you know, I'm completely different today than when I coached them. And yet I feel like I'm every bit as demanding on these current players. But at the same time, I do think, you know, I have an understanding. It's hard for young people. Man, it's really hard right now. Can you imagine, Debbie, being 18 to 22 right now, can't go out, can't do anything. I mean, you're just, your life is really bland. And I have so much admiration and respect for our players right now currently because, knock on wood, we've been healthy. We've stayed away from it. I don't think we've put ourselves in a position to compromise our team. And so, again, I'm probably jinxing myself, but I'm really pleased with how we've been able to navigate COVID so far. And look, our medical people here, I can't imagine anything better anywhere in the country with what they've given us a list and a protocol and how they've, you know, really worked overtime to make sure we can have a season.
Now, I heard you after the win over SMU on the post game say, Charlie Collier is going to be one of the best players to ever play at Texas. And when you put her in that category, Vic, you're talking about like Clarissa Davis-Reitzel, Cammie Etheridge, Andrea Lloyd, Annette Smith. I mean, you're talking about Hall of Famers. Like, that gets me excited and it gets my attention, especially when she's averaging almost 35 points and 14 boards after two games. Does she have a chip on her shoulder? Is she playing with a little bit of extra motivation? Is there something in her skill set that you've uncovered? Why is she off to such a great start?
Well, number one, they're her and Celeste, their motor runs at an incredible pace. And in the individual workouts, Charlie, I mean, she's as good as anybody I've coached from an intensity standpoint. I mean, just really just her and us in the gym, and yet she's in there. She's explosive in everything she does. She goes at 110. I mean, doesn't take a minute off, you know, in a workout. And so that's unique, especially in today's world. And so, but her skill set now, Debbie, is she's different. She's got some things that she can do that, you know, if she'll, you know, again, to be the best ever, she's going to have to be here you know, she's going to have to stay here and play a while. But, man, she has really got a unique and an incredible skill set that's hard to guard.
Can you put her in some situations that are new and different for what you've coached before, like a pick and pop situation or a 6'5" handle the ball off the floor? I mean, there's some things about her skill set that might be kind of intriguing for you to have to coach, since you really haven't had a player like that.
Absolutely. We came down on the break day before yesterday, and I think she threw the outlet. She's the trailer. She wasn't trailing at the top of the key. She was over there on the left wing. We threw it to her in stride, and she knocks down a three. And Look, I'm telling you right now, if I had to go out and take my team and play horse, and we were going to shoot threes, she might be the first pick that I take. And so that's what makes her so unique. I mean, she can score really, quite honestly, she can score at all three levels. She's got good enough handles and dribble drive where she can start out there at the top, and one dribble now, that's all she needs from the top of the key to the rim and finish. She can finish with contact. She went 14 out of 15 at the free throw line the other night, which is really unusual for someone 6'5". She's got an incredible touch, and I think her passing skills are good. So again, she's someone that I've seen really get better in a short period of time since we've been here. And, you know, she's going to continue to, I just think, flourish, because I am going to kind of be a madman when it comes to trying to put her in some spots where she can, you know, have a chance to really do some things.
Well, I love it, Vic, because in some ways I think you've been a little bit mislabeled. Like, I've never called you on the air the minister of defense. Like, I know how good your defense is, right? But if you go back and look at your last 3 years at Mississippi State, right, you won 32 games on the average, scoring 82 points a game. That's enough offense to win a lot of games. So having Charlie really has got to be fun for you, and playing the kind of pace that you want to play is really making you dig, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, it is. You know, I want to say this. We were number one, number two, and number 11 in the country offensively. In some of those years at Mississippi State, and somebody said the other day that there was some article wrote that said it was slow and methodical or something, and I'm like, okay,
no way, man.
Good luck with that.
No way,
because we've really, you know, offensively, you know, in the last, you know, 5-6 years of my career has really really been different. And look, defense is part of basketball. I mean, I go against people all the time in recruiting, and I go, well, you know, if you don't go play for Vic now, y'all are going to probably work on defense about a, you know, hour, 15 minutes a day. And, you know, over here, we're going to shoot 500 shots, and we're probably not going to practice more than an hour, 15. And, you know, and I get that, but you know what? That's why you haven't ever beaten us, because we do defend. But part of that leads to our offense and what we like to do in transition. And then it gets us in the press. And so that's just part of coaching to me is, you know, you have to play both ends. And so we do spend time on both ends of the floor with our kids.
Well, you know, I love the offensive side, although I know you bring me back a little bit on the defense, and I'm okay with that, Vic, but you know, we can go back and forth. You and I have been friends a long time. Yep. So, you know, your schedule is impressive in the non-conference, right? I'm assuming that we'll get to play all of them. And I don't want to skip ahead, but just for purposes of your relationship with Coach Blair and what great friends you are, and A&M is coming in to play you guys, and they're ranked anywhere from 15 to top 10. They're a very good basketball team and a system that you know really well. Are you excited about seeing Gary down the sideline? I know you've seen him before, but, you know, is it different being in Texas? And, you know, Texas is the state university, that kind of thing.
Yeah, well, it will be different in that it isn't Mississippi State and A&M playing in the SEC now. It's Texas and Texas A&M. And anytime these two schools get together, it could be jacks. I mean, people want to win,
yeah,
you know. Right. And so, you know, I've always said this, you know, when you spend 15 years with somebody, it's really weird when you're in the same gym and you're coaching and now you're not standing next to each other. You're looking down at each other. It's just different. And, you know, again, so much respect, love, admiration for him. Learned so much from him. And sometimes, you know, you don't realize how much you learn until you're gone and you got to go do it yourself. And, you know, it's just, and that's, I'm real fortunate in a lot of ways. But, you know, again, now that we're here at Texas and then we're going to play, I guess, Sunday, you know, first of all, they scored 93 points the other night. I mean, that's a lot of points, y'all. And, you know, I think he's got his best team that he's had there in a long time. I think they have a great balance. They've got size, they've got guard play, and they've got veterans. I mean, they got like 8 or 9 seniors on that team. So they're only going to get better. So it's going to be a big challenge for my young group, I can tell you. But you know what? We'll be excited for the opportunity. We'll be at home, and not that that matters in today's age, because there ain't nobody here.
Yeah,
you know,
right.
But we'll be excited about the opportunity, because you know what? When A&M and Texas play, it's an exciting event for sure.
Well, I agree with you. I have Texas A&M in my top 10 in my poll. And from one Hall of Famer in Gary Blair to another, Jody Conrad, what's your relationship been like with Coach Conrad since you've been there?
Well, it's great. And unfortunately, I don't get to see her as much as I really want to. I mean, I had visions when I came here back, you know, in April. First, when I came on the visit, she was here. And we, you know, it was real important for me to have a chance to visit with her. In coming to Texas, and really my hope has been to see her regularly. You know, I just have, again, so much respect and admiration for her, and I haven't been able to see her because, you know, I mean, I don't blame her. She stays away. You know, it's just right now it's not worth getting out. And so, you know, I look for, she has been to a couple practices, and I love that. And I wish she'd be there every day. I mean, I embrace that, and I look forward to the day when, you know, we can sit together and have coffee in the mornings and visit, talk about last night's game. I mean, gosh, you're talking about a Hall of Famer, one of the all-time greatest in the history of our game. Who wouldn't want to sit and visit and talk and share ideas and that kind of thing? So. Yeah, you know, I feel very fortunate to be here and be around somebody like that. I just can't be around them right now.
Are you getting your daily run in?
You know, I am. I've had to graduate from running to elliptical. Had some neck issues. Yeah, some neck issues, and man, I hate it. It drives me crazy. But the doctors have told me, said, you're going to keep running. You're going to keep having some issues. So I've been on the elliptical a lot, and I'm doing the best I can. I have to get it in because it just drives me crazy if I don't. So, but yeah, I'm doing that quite a bit.
Have you found some time to duck hunt, or where's the best fishing hole near Austin?
Well, I'm really close to my old honey hole fishing wise. And I got to spend some really good time this summer down there. You know me now, right now, this time of year, I'm in the grind. And so I don't really have a lot of time for that, but I have, I really enjoyed getting back to some of my old stomping ground honey holes that I like to fish on the coast and spend some really quality time down there with some friends that I haven't been able to really spend time with, you know, in the last 8 years. I still haven't seen my sister. She lives 3 hours away, and she was going to come up for Thanksgiving. And then she called me the Monday of the week of Thanksgiving and said, you know what? Maybe I better not come. You know, just, she's, you know, she'd hate for me to say this, but she's a little older than me. She was my kindergarten teacher, by the way.
Your sister was your kindergarten teacher?
She's my kindergarten teacher. She's my reading and spelling teacher from the first through the eighth grade. gave me my first C, which resulted in the first good butt whipping by the colonel. So, but anyway, she just said, you know, I would hate to get you sick and, or, you know, we don't really want to get out and travel that much. I said, hey, I think you're smart. You might want to stay home. And so, you know, I still haven't been able to see her, which I hate, but, we've talked quite a bit and that's been great.
I know family's important to you, but I also know that you used to spend one night a week, at least one night a week in the office. Have you found a good place around your facility that you can get some rest and spend the night?
Yeah. So, there's two spots here, actually. I'm actually in our coach's lounge right now that we've made into a makeshift office. They really don't want us in our main office on campus right now. And so, not that I don't go in over there, but it's not their favorite thing. They just would prefer. So I'm in our, what's called the Cooley Pavilion, which is where our practice facility is. And it's attached to the Irwin Center where we play. And so in here, there's a chair in here, Debbie, that's awesome. And I slept in a recliner for so many years because of my back. And then upstairs, there is a room that has a couch in it. It has a desk, and then it has a TV that I can plug my computer in and watch film on. And that's going to be my spot. And so it's, you know me, it's just kind of how I am. I usually do that about 4 days a week when I'm in the grind, especially in conference. Probably will do it even more here just because it's a little bit further home to get home from the office here than it was before. So, it's all good though. You know, it's just, it's what we do. And, I'm again, grateful to have the opportunity to be here.
Vic, if you start hanging pictures on the wall and putting some plants in that room upstairs, I'm going to start worrying about you.
Yeah, me too.
Hey, listen, one more thing. I know you haven't had a chance to play much golf since you've been there, but man, a lot of coaches don't like to admit what a good golfer they are, because then it makes it look like they're not in the office and they should be. But I know that I've played golf with you. I know how good you are, how much fun it is. I'm going to come out there next spring when we get through this COVID stuff and play some Barton Creek with you and Coach Conrad.
You've been there, right?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So we had the Kay Yao event there one year.
Right.
And man, it was wonderful. And my first time playing at Barton Creek, that's where our membership is, and I actually live out there. And when I came up to 18, I looked over there to the right, and there's that there's a brick house over there, a stone house that we had pictures made at, and me and neighbors and Gary Blair, and there's four or five others of us. We were all sitting out there, and they were doing some type of marketing, making a brochure, and they used us in their marketing brochure. How about that?
That's hilarious.
And so when I came off 18, I went, there it is. I never could remember where that happened. And I immediately text neighbors and sent him a picture of it and said, I just got off 18 at Barton Creek, and this is where we had the model. We always used to laugh about it. This is where we were models. You know, this is where us
coaches were models. That's a good-looking group, man. That's a good-looking group of models.
Yeah, man. So, hey, I'd love to see you in the spring. You know, we hopefully can get this stuff behind us. I know there's going to be a vaccine coming out pretty quick, but for all of us, it's probably not going to be available till April or May, from what I understand. So we're going to have to keep battling and keep fighting and keep protecting and do what it takes. And I know we will.
Vic, stay healthy, stay well, stay safe. Best to you and your staff, your players, your family. And I look forward to seeing you soon. Thank you so much for being with us on Nothing But Net.
Debbie, thank you so much, and appreciate the time today. Remember, I actually have a jigger with Nothing But Net on it. You remember that?
Yep, sure do.
All right.
Yeah,
praise the Lord and hook 'em horns.
I want to thank Vic Schaefer for spending time with us on Nothing But Net. And when we brought up Barton Creek at the end of our conversation, I have a really good story to tell about my last visit to Barton Creek. And it was during the KL Cancer Fund golf outing that we had out there. And so the round was over and my bags were sent down to the club, down to the bottom where the club cars are. So I went down there to get my clubs. And when I went down to get my clubs, I noticed that one of my head covers was missing off of my golf bag. And it happened to be my NC State head cover. So I'm asking the cart guys, like, where's my head cover? You know, my clubs came down from the course and I'm getting ready to put them in my travel bag, but my head cover's not here. Where is it? And the guys, the poor kids down there, they had no idea what I was talking about. So I'm like, dang, somebody stole my head cover. My NC State head cover, it's gone. So I throw my clubs in a travel bag and I go home. And months later, I am in Austin and I'm in the Irwin Center. And I am getting ready to call a Texas game. The audio person, we call the A2, was hooking up my microphone and my box, and I had the mic in my hands, and she had the mic in her hand. She had the mic in her hands, and I've turned away to talk to my partner. And when I turned back to get my microphone, my head cover, my Wolfpack head cover, was on top of the microphone in the Irwin Center pregame. And I'm looking around and I'm thinking, who in the world stole my head cover, saved it till I came back to Austin and put it on the microphone? And I was shocked. And I found out that the gremlin, the snitch, the person that stole my head cover happened to be the one and only Jody Conrad, who stole my NC State golf head cover, kept it for months in her garage, and when she knew I was coming back to Austin, she played a trick on me and had the audio person stick it on my microphone, and I will never forget it. It's one of the funniest things that's happened to me pregame, and I can thank the great Jody Conrad for that wonderful memory about Barton Creek Golf. And if Coach Conrad's listening, I can't wait to go back and play on her dime with Coach Vic Schaefer the next time I'm in Austin. This is Nothing But Net with Debbie Antonelli. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate Vic Schaefer and the University of Texas for allowing us the time to have any of your questions answered. Email me at askantonelli@gmail.com. That's askantonelli@gmail.com. Thanks so much for listening. We'll catch you on the next episode.